Rumours by Freya North, read by Rosie Jones. Stella stopped the car, excitement and dread churning in her stomach. She needed to compose herself. This was so much more than first-day nerves. This job could be life-changing. She checked her reflection. Certainly she appeared brighter than she felt. Hopefully she'd fool the office of new colleagues. She ought to waltz in and simply say, "Hello, Stella Hutton, reporting for duty. How lovely to meet you all. Right, where do I begin?" After all, if ever there was a new beginning, then this job was it. The first day of March, the sky startlingly naked of clouds. Stella thought it must be a good omen, sunshine, because February had been drenched and frozen. A positive nod from the universe, perhaps, to say, "It's a fresh start, Stella." "My back aches," she thought. And then she wondered what on earth was being said behind it by the office personnel a few streets away. "I'd certainly have something to say about it," Stella thought, "if I'd been told a person like me was starting today."
"Apparently she has very little experience."
"How can you go from being an art teacher to an estate agent?"
"I don't think she was an art teacher. I heard she owned a gallery and it went bust."
"How'd you go from paintings to property?"
"Well, it's all sales, isn't it?"
"She did work experience here during the summers when she was at college."
"Well, obviously that's how she got this job. Her father is brother to the chairman, Hutton Senior."
"Dear God, you three, you've never met the woman." Jeff looked up at Belinda, Jill and Steve. Every day they gossiped the air into an oppressive cloy around him, mostly about Z-list celebrities. But not today. There'd always been only four agents working here at the Hartford branch of Elmfield Estates, excluding Douglas Hutton Jr., the managing director. With this new person, it meant five. And as he was the eldest and his sales were down, he wondered if she was being brought in to edge him out. It was certainly the most exciting thing to happen since Douglas Hutton Jr. sold Ribstock Place for over the asking price last spring. A year, therefore, with little selling, little coming on, prices falling and commission being squeezed lower than ever. How could Elmfield Estates afford to take on an extra staff member?
"Commission only," Belinda reckoned. They'd agreed at the beginning of the year to change from pooled to individual bonuses.
"She'd better bloody well be given only the one bedders," said Jill.
Steve was on the up.
He could feel it in his bones. "This Hutton niece, nothing but a blip."
When she arrived, none of them thought that Stella was Stella. She looked nothing like a Hutton. She had small features, chestnut hair, and a willing, if shy, smile, compared to the expressionless hard faces of her relations. She was perhaps mid-30s.
"Can I help you?"
"I'm Stella Hutton, the new girl." Belinda lifted the phone and said pointedly,
"Your niece is here to see you."
"Oh God, please don't let Uncle Dougie kiss me."
Douglas Hutton had no intention of doing anything of the sort.
"Welcome, Stella," he said with appropriate gravity. "This is the team, Belinda, Jill, Jeff, Steve. This is your desk. You'll be with Jill this morning. She has three viewings. Jeff will come with you this afternoon. A one-bedder on Bullock's Lane."
He went to the whiteboard and added Stella's name to the sales chart. A glance told her that Steve was storming ahead, Jeff lagging behind, Belinda and Jill neck and neck.
"I like your bag," Stella said to Jill as they headed out to one of the two minis branded with the agency logo.
Jill looked at her, unconvinced. Stella decided just to nod and smile a lot at the vendor, the client, at Jill. The effort, combined with first-day nerves, was exhausting. Stella warmed to Jeff, with whom she was coupled after lunch. An air of resignation seeped out of him like a slow puncture. He didn't seem to fit his sharp suit.
"Was Arch a thing?" he asked, tackling the main roundabout cautiously.
"Yes, I studied fine art, and then I had a little place."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?